This is Sarah Moon, the managing editor of This Week in Sarasota, a community blog, newsletter, and events calendar affectionately known as TWIS. I'm here on the Jumping Mullet Report with updates and announcements on the arts, education, dining, and more from This Week in Sarasota's team of contributors and our online calendar of local events. The Florida International Triathlon is this Sunday, May 5th. At its new home in Nathan Benderson Park. Participants will test their physical limits in the 9th annual race, consisting of an international distance race and a sprint distance race. The sprint distance triathlon will include a quarter-mile swim, a one-loop 11-mile bike ride, and a 5-kilometer run. The international distance triathlon includes a 1,500-meter swim, a 20-mile bike ride, and a 6.2-kilometer run. The Florida International Triathlon is much more than a day of racing, however. On Saturday, the venue will host a running race and a stand-up paddleboard race and demo, which is expected to draw hundreds of people. Go to sitriathlon.com for event and registration information. On Wednesday, May 8th, the Sarasota County Commission will convene in a meeting to consider changes to the county's long-range land use plan called Sarasota 2050. The public is invited to attend and voice their opinions on development and growth east of I-75. TWIS contributor Lisa Neeson recently published a 2050 wish list with 8 idealizations of how the meeting could go, which you can read at thisweekinsarasota.com. Feel free to share your own in our comments section. This meeting will take place in the County Administration Building downtown at 1600 Ringling Boulevard, starting bright and early at 9 a.m. The Sarasota Coalition of Neighborhood Associations advises in-person attendance to reinforce citizens' concerns. But the meeting will also be broadcast live on Access Sarasota, on Comcast Channel 19 and Verizon Channel 32, as well as online at scgov.net. If you can't attend, you can still give the county commissioners your valuable input by emailing commissioners@scgov.net, and be sure to put 2050 in the subject line. Did you know that Whole Foods Market Sarasota has its own state-of-the-art kitchen, and it's open to the community for cooking classes? TWIS contributor Sarah Felder discovered these healthy educational opportunities through Whole Foods' latest course on cooking with whole grains, hosted by healthy eating specialist Catherine McHugh and culinary expert Robin Rosen. In an article for This Week in Sarasota, Sarah reports that she found some great pearls of wisdom and cooking tips that were incredibly helpful for everyday cooking, along with some fantastic new recipes for quinoa and tabbouleh salads. Check out her story, along with mouth-watering photos, on thisweekinsarasota.com. Cooking classes take place the third Thursday of every month, and this month's course falls on May 16th. It focuses on healthy, plant-based backyard barbecue ideas to get you geared up for Memorial Day. Space is limited, so sign up ahead of time by calling the Whole Foods Market at 941-955-8500. To keep up to date on upcoming class topics and other events at Whole Foods Market Sarasota, including the Mom-O-Rama on Thursday, May 9th, find Whole Foods Market Sarasota on Facebook and like their fan page. Along with healthy cooking classes, Sarah Felder explored one of Sarasota's local growers at a dinner hosted at a King Family Farm and Market. Instead of bringing the farm to the table, this time the dinner brought the table straight to the farm. After an Eat Local Week collaboration between the King Family Farm and Loft 5, an Anna Maria Island event planning company, the table-to-farm dinner has become a weekly affair. Each Wednesday from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., visitors to the farm will be welcomed with a refreshing drink, receive a tour of the farm, and enjoy a 3-course meal of farm-fresh edibles, all accompanied by live music. Come rain or shine, the table-to-farm will be ready to dine. Guests are invited to bring their own wine or beer, and reservations are required. To save a seat at the table, call 941-779-9801 or go to theloft5.com/dining. The 2012-2013 season of the West Coast Black Theater Troupe is coming to a close, with only 3 shows remaining on the calendar. TWIS contributor Bonnie Silvestri caught a performance of their current production, It Ain't Nothing But the Blues, a musical review of the history of blues music. Bonnie says the sold-out performance indicates an amazing season for next year. With the West Coast Black Theater Troupe's high production quality, Bonnie predicts that this local theater company won't be flying under the radar for much longer. Tickets are already going fast for next year's season, which opens with the Tony Award-winning musical Pearly on November 13th of this year. Visit wbttsrq.org. That's all for now from This Week in Sarasota. For more, visit the TWIS website at thisweekinsarasota.com, and be sure to tune in next week for updates on community news and events from the TWIS team. I'm Sarah Moon.